Time now for another edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. I'm Paul Gatling. Glad to be with you. Coming up today, we will hear from the chief executive of the State Chamber of Commerce, who will discuss the business impacts in Arkansas caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Randy Zook sat down with Roby Brock for an exclusive interview. We begin today, though, with an update from co-working giant WeWork. In April last year, you may recall, the global company based in New York announced its plans to make a multi-million dollar investment in Bentonville by building a large office and mixed-use building. Those plans took a big step forward Monday when the company's Bentonville development partner officially filed a development plan with the city. The site, as has been known from the beginning, is a 1.5-acre lot at 224 South Main Street. That's just a couple of blocks south of the downtown square. The size of the building is 228,000 square feet. Those were about the only details released Monday from Bentonville developer Josh Kiles, who owns the land for the proposed development and is partnering with WeWork on the project. Kiles said in a statement, quote, "It is the decision of the owners, developers, and marketing team to only disclose the large-scale plans at this time when so many of our friends and loved ones are being adversely affected by COVID-19. We look forward to better days when we can truly celebrate this development and share plans, renderings, and details with the community. Until that time, we have no further information to provide." The statement said the building should be completed in early 2022. The total investment for the project has not been disclosed. Ahead on the program, a conversation with Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce CEO Randy Zook. That is after the break on this edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report.
Support for the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report is provided by the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. The Chamber's mission is to promote a pro-business, free enterprise agenda and prevent legislation, regulation, and rules that hinder business. ArkansasStateChamber.com. First Security is proud to be only in Arkansas, and it shows in your banking experience. They offer smart solutions for personal and business banking, plus convenient services and community investment. First Security. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
The most apparent hit to the economy during the COVID-19 pandemic is the quick closures of indoor gatherings for restaurants, hotels, and other businesses in the hospitality industry, said Randy Zook. He is the CEO of the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. He expects the healthcare industry to be the next sector with major pains. In a recent interview with Talk Business and Politics Editor-in-Chief Roby Brock, Zook examined areas that he believes are taking the brunt of the economic damage while the coronavirus pandemic continues to grip the state.
I think the most obvious and the most painful is in anything related to hospitality, tourism, anything that has to do with restaurants, hotels, transportation, the airline industry, everything that has to do with travel and hospitality and leisure. The casinos, hot springs, Eureka Springs, I mean, just all those areas, this is their beginning their season, and they're just clobbered. That's all there is to it.
Just ground to a halt, too.
Well, it literally is. I mean, there's just no customers. Hotels are closed. So it's pretty brutal in that sector. Now, there are other sectors where it's, you know, the pain is not as deep or as hasn't really occurred yet. And you go across the state, across the economy, other sectors. Manufacturing is holding up, mm-hmm. especially our food processing, knock wood. Chicken plants, poultry processing plants, food production plants like Conagra and Russellville and all of the plants.
Some of the essential things that we
definitely need. The essential things that they just have to get to the store.
Does it surprise you? I think you could probably explain this as well as anybody, that healthcare is struggling too, despite the pressures that are being put on the healthcare system. We need more healthcare workers in this pandemic, but at the same time, the hospitals are struggling. Explain to people why it would seem like hospitals should not be struggling at this time.
It really is a paradox, or it seems that way, but if you look at it, it makes sense. Number one, all elective procedures, all kinds of, I can wait a while sort of decisions about surgeries and treatment are ended. There's just nobody at the hospitals because everybody thinks that the hospitals are full of COVID-19 patients, which is absolutely wrong. So there are literally layoffs occurring in hospitals. Yep. And there's also this crazy thing I learned about yesterday. New York is paying sort of a bounty for especially RNs and respiratory therapists. You can go to New York as an RN, I almost hesitate to relate this, but and in 3 weeks, they'll pay you $20,000 a week, and then you hole up and quarantine up there for 2 weeks after the three-week stint, and you walk away with $60,000+. That's a year's earnings for an RN. Mm-hmm. So there are all these perverse outcomes and sort of upside-down things going on. But the bottom line is many of our hospitals in Arkansas are really struggling right now, and it needs attention, and it will get attention from the feds.
Congress has done a lot through the CARES package, and they've done some things preliminarily as well. They're talking about doing other things. From what has been done so far, would you say Congress has done a good job or a bad job on this?
I think Congress has done an outstanding job. And look, kudos to the Fed. If anybody is going to pull us through this, it's going to be the Federal Reserve. They have just basically guaranteed the debt of the United States and every element in it, municipal bonds, junk bonds, corporate bonds. It's just amazing. And all the Treasury issues like their notes and bills and all that. So the Fed gets high marks, the Congress gets high marks, but my hat's off to Jerome Powell. We may start naming streets after him right after Governor Hutchinson.
You've obviously been hearing from a lot of business leaders, mm-hmm. small and large, across the state. What do you think still needs to be done to address some situations for some particular employers and businesses? What maybe is still out there on the horizon that would be helpful that really either Congress hasn't done or something's going to have to happen just through pure economics to make sure that there's a change?
Right. Well, we're starting to think at the chamber level and across the state about what comes next and how do we begin to get the economy back into gear. One thing that Congress is going to have to do, and likely will, is a big infrastructure bill. The president's already started talking. He's thrown out a number of $2 trillion. That would go a long way to kick-starting the economy because there are lots of things that need to be done all the way from highways to bridges to broadband access to tunnels to airports, the air traffic control system. There are lots of things that need to be and should be done that could be done with it.
And that's Randy Zook. He's the CEO of the Arkansas State Chamber of Commerce and Associated Industries of Arkansas. There is much more of that interview with Roby Brock at talkbusiness.net. They spoke on Sunday's edition of Talk Business and Politics, and you can watch that program each Sunday morning at 10:30 on KFSM TV Channel 5. A couple of other headlines from earlier in the week. Fayetteville die casting company Pace Industries filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy due to the coronavirus. In a statement, CEO Scott Bull said the pandemic has affected a number of the company's programs and initiatives aimed at the automotive industry, which has been hit hard by the virus. That has in turn weakened demand, disrupted the company's supply chain, and forced the temporary closure of several Pace Industries plants in the U.S. The company expects to complete the reorganization process in the next couple of months. We've also got some reporting on how the construction industry is reacting to the coronavirus. Effects of the pandemic being felt nationally are, by and large, not being felt in Arkansas, according to several construction executives. You can read more about those stories and others online. Just head on over to nwabusinessjournal.com. And that's our time today for this edition of the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal Report. Until next time, I'm Paul Gatling. Thanks for listening.